Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, and with me, as always, Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello, the end is in sight.
It is. This is week 8 of Bachelor in Paradise. We are only 1 week away from the big 2-night finale.
The most dramatic ever.
Of course. I mean, I think we just understand that that's what's going to happen. Believe it or not, in these 4 hours, I thought we actually had a lot going on.
This was the first time that the 4 hours felt well spent. There's a lot to watch. I don't know. Season. We haven't got much substance in any of the episodes.
This one, I mean, jumped right into Funeral on the Beach because of what happened with Rodney and gave us the conclusion of Eliza v. Justin in Baltimore.
I don't know if I felt bad for her or saw it coming. It was kind of a mix of everything. I'm surprised that got her down as quickly as he did. I obviously don't know where either one of them stands today. I guess we'll find out next week. I was surprised on his front that he wasn't like, okay, let's give it a shot. Like, yeah, you made the wrong choice. He just seems like that kind of person, given what he went through. Like, he came back supposedly just for her, and then she's coming back to him, and she's like, no, I gotta choose myself.
If there's anyone that clearly was waving the flag of like, I'm here just to be on TV, it was him. And that's what made picking him over Rodney never made any sense. And I'm assuming now she probably realizes that. Said, oh, as soon as there aren't going to be cameras involved, he's picking himself.
Yeah. You don't want anything to do with me.
Yeah. He had like 5 other chances to pick himself when he was in Mexico. But now that he's home and cameras aren't going to be following him around, he's thinking, no, never mind.
Interesting.
And I'm just not sure. I mean, if you're Eliza, obviously she was embarrassed, and it's clear to us, but should it have been clear to her? I don't know.
I think she was so deep down into that she made the wrong choice that she just didn't really know how to assess any part of that situation.
Everyone around you sort of agrees with the decision you're making, and it makes you think, well, am I actually making the right decision? Sometimes,
yeah,
maybe
am
you
I
need
wrong here or
yeah. I do think sometimes you need a dissenting voice, think, to help you make a clear-minded decision. And maybe, as silly as it seemed at the time, I mean, this is all silly, but relatively speaking, maybe it was just the idea of, if everyone's telling me that this is the way it should be, clearly it should be the other way. Mm-hmm. Even if it's like just a way of her sort of self-sabotaging. Clearly a lot of these people deal with, that's why they're on these shows and continue to be on these shows. Mm-hmm. But the more I thought about it, you know, last week I was 100% sure, like, how could you? Maybe it is natural to question when everyone is in agreement.
Yeah.
What that means for her, big shrug. I have no idea. Like, do we see her again? I'm very curious to see what she has to say on the reunion show.
Yeah, that will definitely be interesting.
When we do go back to the beach, we're into Myra's world again. Like, God. Marinara, even though she's not Italian, which I definitely did not realize until this episode.
She's interesting. I like kind of forgot about her, and then she showed up and I was like, oh, this one again.
I found it interesting that somehow she ends up with like the youngest kid on the beach.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely because that was all she could go for, really. I mean, literally everyone else is in a strong relationship. When you look at all the other guys, that was they were the newest, the ones with the newest connection. So the only open ones, I would say.
Although we probably should
have made the best of it.
Yeah, we probably should have seen with Andrew saying, oh, I'm in a relationship, but not as far as the others. I mean, when you're saying that to Mara specifically, you've got to be thinking, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. This probably is not good news for Jasenia. Yes. And that was foreshadowing for what, you know, what would happen later. Mm. But it was, no matter what point in the season, though, it was kind of funny to see her pull, you know, Johnny and her thinking, oh, I'm going to get them. And they're like, oh, honey, baby, no, that's
nope.
That's not going to happen. And to end up with someone she basically has to babysit. And I just find it amusing, but good. Good for Justin, because it was Justin, right? Yeah, because yes. I think that's the only one whose name I remember. And Justin and not Justin.
Joey. Is that,
oh, it's, yeah, right, the other J. So Justin and not Justin. But it was Justin that went out with Mara, but also with Flo. So it was like two cougars mm-hmm. fighting over the one cub.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to me, it was an obvious choice. And I was very concerned watching that date because, to give, you know, Justin his credit, he definitely went all in on that date.
Oh, yeah.
But I was very concerned that he was going to pick Mara.
Yeah. Why? Well, why was there no competition with Joey? Because no one wanted to deal with Shanae.
Would you?
No.
I mean, if you're going to pick from two twins, are you going to pick the one that's dating
exactly
the person?
Exactly the same.
Yeah, literally. Are you going to pick the one that's dating the person that might, you know, destroy you in your sleep? Yeah. Or the nice person with the cool accent? I'm picking the nice person with the cool accent. That's just me. Mm-hmm. And not that Flo was backing down, because if anything, she was had claws out. But I'm less worried about Flo literally attacking me than I am Shanae.
Yeah, agreed.
The only thing that we were missing, I think, with Justin and not Justin was them being confused for the other one. Because I really thought when they went up to the bar before the date, I thought that Mara was going to be talking to not Justin and that Justin was going to come up her thinking, oh, I'm already talking to Justin. Oh, wait, not this is Justin. I'm talking to not Justin.
Yeah, and that actually would have been funny.
I 100%, if I would have, you would have paused and be like, you have to bet. Does she know which one she's talking to? I would have said, no way. She's aware, but.
Because she wasn't there for the gold versus silver.
Yeah. But in her years of life, she was able to pick up the knowledge of how to detect one twin from the other.
Good for you, Mara.
But give Justin credit because I thought he handled it more maturely than a lot of the old, quote unquote, people on this show when he had to actually make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because he could have easily strung them along or did double speak, but like immediately came back and was just like, no, I just have a better connection with you. I don't want to be with Mara. Like, it's just not there.
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely mature in that situation. More mature than I thought he would be.
More mature than half the beach would be.
Yeah.
And so for all they talk about for being babysitting, I thought he actually did pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I guess this maybe is where we jump into this is a good segue from, hey, this is how you properly handle something, to this is how you don't properly handle something. And that's Aaron and Genevieve.
Oh, God.
Because can you please explain to me how these two people continue to stay together on this show?
Because it is a toxic relationship.
I mean, the epitome of it. How many, like, they even know each other's steps at this point, because they get into this ridiculous fight in the mic room of all places, where they have this argument about, is itching the same as pain? Which it's not, by the way, in case you were wondering. No. We actually Googled while watching. Mm-hmm. It is not the same. So when Aaron yells, look it up, you're going to look it up and he's going to be wrong. But that's neither here nor there. Is that after the fight, he's on the beach saying, oh, I bet she's taking all of her bags and walking through the jungle, you know. And where was she?
Yeah, that same exact spot.
So can you just please explain to me how this, in week 8, about to be the finale, how is this still a thing?
No, I cannot. But it's like, that should be, I mean, there's a lot of red flags in this relationship, but one of the red flags is like, if you're having just one agreement and you're packing your bags, like they just have like, they have a huge communication issue and there's no way that this can last.
How can it? It just, they're literally talking about nothing and it blows up into this huge fight where, I mean, clearly Aaron, who is just like, bye, and walks away, but thinks, eh, it'll be fine. And then you have Genevieve, who's just decided the world is over. Oh my God, that was the worst thing anyone could possibly ever say to me.
It's just the same reactions and the same, like, the same talking, the same lines, like, every single fight. I'm not screaming. I never raised my voice. I did not scream once.
And I just, I want you to explain to me, forget about in real life and out of here. I just, make this, any of this make sense? How each of these fights ends up with them making out and everything's great again.
Yeah. There, I don't see how this can last. Like, I really did like them together too, instead, before all of these like ridiculous fights started, because I thought that they were actually a pretty good couple together. But these little fights about like literally nothing and things that don't make any difference.
Literally nothing.
It's not healthy.
And watch them be like one of the two couples that gets engaged on the beach. Like, it's just going to be this, like, let's just keep pouring gasoline on what is going to end up being like this, the biggest bachelor explosion we've ever seen. Like, I could totally see us getting to the reunion next week and them having been engaged and then broken it off and then getting back together and then having like some screaming fight on the stage. Like, you could tell me almost anything about them other than things are going great and I would probably buy it.
Yeah.
It's just, they are literally hands down like the easiest bet on, there's no way in hell this works out long term.
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to the reunion part.
100%. I think this is going to be absolutely fascinating.
Not that I dread them, but like they just, like they talk about things that we already know or already assume, but I feel like this one might be a good one.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to this because there are so many couples here that, you know, every time they do the round robin of whoever they have as a narrator at the time, recapping all the strong couples.
Yeah.
There are actually a few that on the surface that aren't Aaron and Genevieve that you think, oh, this actually might be a thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when they teased next week and saying like, who's together, who's engaged, who's broken up, and they're showing different people just to try to mess with our emotions.
Yeah.
Very curious to see.
Do you want to get married right now?
I have a feeling I can't, like, they couldn't possibly be saying that to a current couple, right?
Yeah.
Like, I almost,
hope not.
I almost have to figure it's like a previous couple that comes back to the beach, mm-hmm. and Jesse offers them that there, because I mean, I guess you could say Brandon and Serene, because they're obviously the furthest along, but it would be even ridiculous for them to get married. Mm-hmm. And this is all relative. This is in this ridiculous bubble, it would be ridiculous. Obviously, this is all ridiculous in, you know, yeah, the real world.
Yeah, it must be a past.
Oh, so bizarre. and the rest of the way here doesn't get any better. So it's sort of like pick your own adventure. I guess while we're dealing with screaming and fighting, I mean, Logan and Kate.
Oh, God. Another winning couple.
Right. And I'll repeat myself. Please explain to me how these two people are still together on this beach.
There's no way. I hope.
It just, first of all, he's going to see all of this sugar daddy, sugar mama. Oh my God. He drives Uber or whatever she was making fun of.
Dog walker.
Dog walker. Thank you. Because God forbid anybody, you know, not have a corporate job. How could you ever date them? I mean,
yeah.
Like, why don't you reinforce some more stereotypes about how, you know, you need to date someone who can provide for you? And
yeah, I'm pretty sure not one nice thing was said out of her mouth.
But then she gets so offended anytime he isn't like, I give 100% of everything I have to you. It just, and he, none even, of it matches up.
He even sees it and acknowledges it, but there's like, I don't, why are you still interested?
Yeah, and that's, I think, the problem I have with it is I don't like Logan. And I still find myself feeling bad for him because as much as
he's the nice one in this couple, which is like, that's really saying something.
And because when Rachel and Gabby walk down,
pointless.
I'm trying to put this nicely.
Both because, happily engaged.
Right, which, oh my God, cringe watching back now. But oh,
I don't know,
God,
if you noticed. I don't know if you noticed when they came down and they were like introducing each other, and Gabby introduced herself to Logan.
No, I did not. That's hilarious.
He was like, oh, hi, good to see you. And she's like, hi, Gabby.
Oh, yeah. That, he probably should have known it wasn't going to go very well for him at that point. So, listen, I said it a million times. I'll say it a million and one. I do not like Logan. I don't need to see him on my television. But I still felt really bad for him to have this woman who has been spending all of her time ripping him now sitting across from two women who all they want to do is rip him. And I
think it was uncalled for whether you like him or not. I feel like each relationship is so different and people act different in each relationship. So like he could, I mean, I don't think he's bad towards Kate, like at all, because she's the one bad towards him. But obviously, like we didn't like him with Gabby or Rachel or that whole season. So like I feel like people are different. And there was no reason for, I don't think we needed them to come back and then edit it so it was just all about anti-Logan.
Well, especially when you lead with, oh, neither of us respect Logan. I mean, I'm with you, by the way. I don't either, but I don't know that you need to kick someone while they're down. Like, this is a new experience, and he clearly has enough issues without two of you coming down and telling the one person that he's with that, like, oh, by the way, you should be anywhere except with him.
Literally.
I just felt so torn because, yeah, I could do without him too, but I don't know about like this. Like, not like this. Any other way. Just let him get broken up with and heartbroken. But
yeah.
don't have every woman that he's ever been interested in the last 6 months talk about TV about how awful he is and how no one could ever want to be with him. I was like, oh yeah. My God.
Just like, not the committed type.
Oh, geez. And so there's just this constant battle of like, well, I don't want to feel bad for him because I really don't like him, but I do. And I don't like Rachel very much either. So that's not helping any. And Kate seems pretty awful too. So like,
who are we supposed to feel bad for?
It's who do we root for? Tell me who is supposed to be like, who is the villain and who is the hero here? Because
I liked his caption though. Can't seem to do anything right.
I mean, can you argue with it?
No.
I don't disagree with any of it, but it's just, oh, it's so rough. And then for Rachel to come down and be all, Tyler's the greatest person in the world. I'm like, you remember you broke up with him before even letting him take you to meet his family who was waiting. Like, you didn't do that point, Renee? Mm-hmm. I mean, I appreciate the pro-Tyler approach because, you know, this guy over here, leader of the fan club, but geez. Yeah.
Maybe she was already feeling guilt that she should have seen.
So I was with Tyler, but then I'm with Gino. Yeah, I'm with Gino. Who are you with? We don't need to talk about that. It's cool.
Yeah.
He's probably going to bang a couple of you at some point, so... We're just not going to talk about that. The one other thing about Gabby and Rachel that, because I didn't pick up her introducing herself to Logan, which is funny, but did you realize that Victoria didn't even know which one Johnny dated?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of their relationship that doesn't really add up, and it's finally, I think, going to sort of go kaboom next week, it sounds like. But isn't that sort of a big telltale sign? Like, you're supposed to be spending all this time together having these conversations, and then you don't know which person on The Bachelorette he dated?
Yeah.
Like,
what have you been talking about?
Right. And, you know, we get 8 weeks in here, and obviously it's not week for week on the beach, but like, I appreciated that he finally, you know, opened up and said all these things about his family, which, mm-hmm. you know, you could tell right away. He's like, oh, now the whole world hears me saying this. And so, like, that's got to be tough. I get that. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to say, oh, by the way, when I was on The Bachelorette, this is the person that I was dating.
Yeah. Like, what? Apparently it doesn't matter.
Not having conversations or.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. And Lindsay comes on the beach and leads to more screaming at of Logan because she talks to all the guys. Nobody really wants to go out with her. And Logan sort of indicates, well, I'd be open, but I'm going to want to talk to Kate about it. And then
I'd be open to a Lindsay girlfriend this season, but
do you think Lindsay, when she got around to asking him, knew that he didn't have time to talk to her yet? Or
I think that was really her only choice. Like, she did not have another person to ask.
He clearly wanted to go.
Yeah.
I do think if he had time to have the conversation with her, maybe, I don't know. It's just the whole thing with them is weird. But I felt bad for Lindsay because when you send these people in this late and with this few people, like, why not send multiple, like, guys and girls at this point so that if they can't match up with someone that's already here and even take create that one. Drama that you're looking for, maybe we can find a new couple. You know, you could have avoided the whole Justin situation originally if you would have just sent some new people down at the same time as opposed to, oh, we're going to bring Justin back.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you don't have, you know, Marinara and ultimately Jesenia just sort of hanging out together while everyone else makes out. Like, you could avoid that. Just bring a couple dudes down and say, hey, go on a date. Maybe we have a new couple alert.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely have to do a little bit more of both. I think it's this late in the game. Like, there's 1 week left.
Right. And I'm all for trying to, you know, throw a hand grenade into some of these relationships, but how often does it actually happen this late? So, because even when you had the whole Flo, Justin, and Mara thing, okay, cool. But he's still going back to the person he's with. So let's send some more people down there. And the, I think the last big explosion.
Speaking of hand grenade.
Yeah, look at this. We're all over the place. Was the Andrew, Jesenia, NC. I mean, if Jesenia wasn't clued in by the fact that as soon as NC was like, do you want to go on this date? He was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That probably should have been like, okay, yeah, this isn't going to be a thing.
Yeah. It started off like, I mean, if you really watched Jesenia and Andrew, like, it was really, like, I felt like Jesenia was just always, like, laying down, like relaxing on a daybed or something. And you never really got to see them talk except for that first date when she was basically trying to steal him away in that new wave of when the new wave of people came in. We never saw them like talking or hugging or kissing like the other couples throughout, you know, the filming and throughout the days. So there was something that came out and she said it was a lot strong. The relationship was a lot stronger than the camera showed. Not really sure how. How, because they were all like the same shots, but I don't know. I couldn't see how they had a strong relationship.
Right. And she seemed surprised. And again, maybe she's putting on for the camera. We've seen it before, but that, oh, clearly I was more into him than he was into me. I'm like, well, yeah, clearly, but how she was that upset about it when, like you said, they're other than just, okay, we're here in this place sort of together. Like we happen to be sitting next to each other. And we happen to be spending this day sort of together. There was nothing that was giving couple vibes. You know, it's just like, they're just sort of there.
They're there together, yeah.
So that they didn't have to be apart looking for someone actively.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so for her to somehow describe about how I really felt I was in a safe place and just making it seem like they've been together forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what made this whole thing with NC, though, even more bizarre, because so he tells her, no, I'm going to be with NC. I feel a connection there. He apologizes. Fine. But then when they get to this fight, if you will, at the dance, it went quickly from, okay, Andrew's going to go talk to Jesenia and they're going to hash this out, even though nothing probably needs to be hashed out. So I was on
just let her get her closure.
Yeah. I mean, I was sort of on NC's side there where I don't know what they have to talk about. I'm like, I agree, NC. That's a great point. What do they have to talk about? But you know what? Maybe just let them be.
And, can I just say, why do we still have these dances? Because these just like, they go wrong. Like, and maybe that is why actually we have those dances. Because something major happens every season.
Yeah, and you know that there's no way, literally 0% chance that Jesenia decided on her own in the middle of this dance to talk to Andrew about their failed relationship. Yes. And obviously you can tell the way I'm saying it, I'm using air quotes.
Yes.
Because they knew each other for 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So there's no way she just decided, you know what? I need my closure in the middle of this Spice Girl song. No. A producer clearly said, you know what, Yesenia? He's been making out over there with his new lady friend. You haven't found out exactly what happened yet, have you?
Yeah.
No, I haven't, producer. You should go find out. 100% what happened there. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, I was with NC. I didn't get it. Why are they having a conversation? Mm-hmm. She goes over the first time. Hey, can I steal you for a minute? I appreciate Andrew's response. You know what? I'm going to finish this conversation and then I said, okay, I'm still with NC that I'm a little upset, but I get Andrew. Okay. If Kate, of all people, is instigating you, you probably should rethink, like,
should I be doing this?
Should I go over there? Maybe that's not the best idea. Like, listen to better people. So what did you think of the whole back and forth once she went the second time to intervene?
Well, she just shouldn't have done it. It's not like Andrew was like, oh, I need to hear her out and see where she's feeling, like where her heart is. Like, it wasn't something like that. She's like, nope, I need to have this conversation. I'll come find you when I'm done. You know, obviously NC knew it was her and he wasn't going to go back to her, but somehow in her mind, probably Kate was like, you know what? What if they're getting back together right now over there? Like, you should go over there. Then I was like, as soon as that whole ultimatum thing came, I was like, okay, you're crazy. Like, you've known them for like maybe seven hours.
Yeah, if that, right? I mean, they went on a date. He decides, yeah, maybe we'll give this a shot. And all of a sudden, like, God forbid you talk to another person on this beach.
Like, yeah, that was a huge.
And
not to say a red flag again, but red flag.
I just, it's so bizarre because she got so upset about him saying, oh, I just want to finish this conversation. Oh my God. How dare he say such terrible words? You know,
dare you talk to someone other than me?
He wasn't fawning over Yesenia, you know, because we've seen this how many times in this show before where, yeah, I'm just going to talk to this person, but then you clearly, they're flirting or they're like, this was not a we're going to get back together conversation.
Yeah. There was, like, not one smile in that conversation.
No, like, very clearly. And so for her to say, oh, well, you need to stop giving her validation, whatever the fuck that means. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And like you said, they've known each other for 6 hours. So, like,
I wouldn't say that you're committed.
And so Yesenia, who's a mess herself, has the presence of mind, and I don't think I would have, to say, well, you just gave him, literally in front of us, just gave him an ultimatum. Like, that's not cool. Yeah. Like, she's in the middle of just getting stomped on, and she can stop and say, hey, maybe don't offer the dude an ultimatum. And this is a dude who's given her nothing at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, what is happening? Yeah. But I'm sure you did, because how could you not? Did you notice where it all changed for NC, who was full of fire and ready to have her moment of, I'm going to beat up on Andrew? When did it change, Katie?
Oh, man, downward spiral. Like,
when,
I bet she regrets this camera.
Oh, my God. She is, I am woman, hear me roar. And then as soon as Andrew says, I'm going home, that fire is extinguished.
Please, please. I'm begging you.
Literally begging, using the term, I beg you.
Yeah.
And Katie, are you telling me that all of a sudden she realized she made a mistake and doesn't want to hurt his feelings? Is that why she was saying it? Why do you think she was saying it? Please.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know what to say, actually. Like, she was just so in her head, and she, like you said, like, hear me roar. Like, she was like, oh, I clearly got Andrew out of this, you know, out of this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rumble that we just had with Jasenia, like, I won. And then he's like, what I just saw? Like, no, I'm out. Like, how you reacted to things, like, I'm not doing that.
And just, I mean, I was worried, and not because she was mad, but I was worried that she might actually strangle him because she was holding onto his neck so tight. Because immediately when she saw Bachelor in Paradise escaping from her fingers, it was, no.
All the influencer dollars.
How am I going to sell tummy tea? Don't go. Like, this was basically like the Bachelor in Paradise version of like Jack and Rose, you know, like, don't ever let go. No, you can't. How am I going to offer a 20% discount code? Oh, I'm not going to have enough followers.
Don't I need to be an Instagrammer.
How are we going to get invited to Stagecoach Solo? It's not going to happen. And this begging went on for minutes.
Too long.
And he kept trying to give her outs. No, I'm just done. I've got, and even said, it's not you, even when he sort of started with, as you pointed out, like, after what I just saw, I'm out. Deuces. Like, whether you want to believe.
He still stayed such a good guy, like, throughout this whole thing.
Because
he's the best.
Well, and we could throw some shade at him, because for him to bring up Teddy, if she was really still on your mind that much, you probably could have left right away. Yes. So
if you want to go that way, yeah.
Listen, one, especially with some of these clowns. And most people didn't, as I noticed, and that's fine. And I don't either. Still a big fan. But for him to drop that bomb, like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm still only interested in Teddy. Okay, maybe don't hang around those extra couple weeks. You know, so he was kind of...
At least he's honest.
Finally, but yes, But notwithstanding, he was playing the nice guy in this part of like, it's not you. I messed up in my head. I need to go. She moved from his neck to his his body, like a full hug, and wouldn't let go, to his arms, and just to the point where he literally, again, yeah, had to say that while holding him not to go.
I feel like at one point he kind of wanted to laugh because it was like, what are you, like, I've known you for a few hours and you're like strangling me to stay.
Seriously, we go on one date and you want to basically rip my arm off because I'm costing you like a per diem for a week and some Instagram followers. It had to be so bizarre in his mind. Like, we all know why we're here. Like, mm-hmm. That's one of those things where, yeah, we're all trying to do the same thing, but this is a bit much.
Yeah.
Like, even for us, he kept trying to be like, without saying it, like, you're going to regret this if you don't just go with the breakup. This isn't ending well. Because even it's just like, just tonight then. Just stay a few hours.
That was the worst.
Let's double the time we've known each other. You can just stay for tonight. And I can get a little extra camera time. What do you think? I brought another couple outfits I need to have on TV. And I'm not getting paid by these designers if I don't wear them. So, and by paid, I mean percentage off on their outlet wear. So what do you think?
It was the worst. That was the worst. Just tonight.
And as bad as it all was, the producers just piled on when they put the question mark translation on the bottom for cat's ice.
It's always the best.
Friggin' cold. This woman has just embarrassed herself on national television. And like, she will forever basically be this, as long as she wants to be a reality star. Mm-hmm. And they're just piling on. I'm like, oh, it's if this weren't so funny, I'd feel kind of bad. But it, I'd be lying
it's
if I
like
said
the
I did.
Producers are like, this is just too easy now. This season wrote itself.
I mean, seriously. And I don't know if she helped on her exit ride either, because it's like, it went from, well, obviously we weren't going to be engaged, which is true, but like, maybe we'd like date or something. I don't know.
I need another napkin.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. I'm just glad that was napkin in your mouth, but still, because at first I thought it was something very different. And it sort of made me gag a little as I'm watching it. And I can handle a lot, but booger napkins in the mouth, maybe not. I'm just, it's like her exit couldn't possibly be any worse than begging this man to stay a million times. Oh, no, it can. Oh, thank you. Good.
Just watch.
So I will be very curious to see if she finds a way to try to play the redemption card on the reunion. Because we see that more on the Women and Men Tell All than these sort of reunion shows. But I have a feeling she might try to play that role of the, you know, Men Tell All, Women Tell All person that was sent off on day one. And they're like, no one knows who I am, so I'm going to come with some snazzy catchphrases.
Yeah. Some sass.
Yeah, I'm going to be that person to try to not be the booger napkin in the mouth person. And like, please don't go person.
Gotta redeem myself.
What a mess. What a mess. Did I miss any mess?
Not a mess. I think the only other thing that happened was Tyler and Brittany had a date.
Yes.
Which I'm surprised you forgot about because you're his number one fan.
Oh, I feel so bad. I feel as bad as NC now. Oh my God. Please, Tyler, forgive me. Please, what kind of fan club leader
are you?
Please, Tyler. It's the let's go to the Jersey Shore together. I'll shoot some hoops at your game.
It was a good date. Like, there was nothing crazy good or anything bad, obviously. I think they're really good together. But that was it. It wasn't like a crazy, like, sparks flying date.
Well, and that's sort of what you run into this late in the game, because a lot of the original dates, that's when they sort of go all out of, you know, ooh, look at this chemistry. And at this point, you're sort of in this world, you're established. So we don't see much of that. And it was just basically Brittany and Tyler both saying, like, this is the best date I've ever been on.
Yeah.
And I was sitting thinking, you walked to dinner and sat at a table and didn't eat food. And it was the
best date
you've ever been on.
Have you been on any other dates?
And if I wasn't myself from the Jersey Shore, I would make a very clear and obvious joke about dating on the Jersey Shore. But I'm not going to do that, because the Jersey Shore is the greatest place that in our entire country. So I'm not going to go there. But if I wasn't from there, oh, it would be on, because really, this is your best date. Yeah. You stare at a couple tacos and giggle at each other for an hour, and this is your
and
best
don't
date.
Eat them.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's pretty cool. Fun. Which is, but I will say that date was followed with Becca and Thomas making their, like, grand appearance as an engaged couple.
Their annual.
But maybe Brittany and Tyler are the next Becca and Thomas. Mm-hmm. Although Becca and Thomas, I never thought would work out. I can see Tyler and Brittany being a thing.
Yeah, they seem to still be going strong.
But yeah, Becca and Thomas still shocks the hell out of me. I just... From day
that
one,
was
I was like,
random.
Never in a million years is this going to work. And we've got two separate proposals. And
must be serious.
It was the first engagement, maybe not. But the second
you
one.
Need to. You need to.
The second one to really prove that you're serious about it. So, oh, my Lord.
Other than that, I think that was everything.
Yeah, but next week, two-hour, shocking two-night event. Engagements, marriages, breakups, mm-hmm. What will happen? Do we know
if like Tuesday is 3 hours or?
Oh God, don't even put that into the universe.
I mean, I'm sure God. It is, but.
I'm hoping we're just getting 4 hours out of it. Two hours, because I mean, we're basically at the end already. So we could probably wrap all of this up in 2 hours. So
yeah,
let's
how much
just
more?
Seriously, let's get to the proposals or the makeups or my favorite of all of the final conversations of they sit down on the daybed and be like, this is cool. Yeah, this is cool. Okay. See you later. Yeah. You know, see you at Stagecoach.
Okay. So it looks like two hours.
Oh, those 30 seconds were, it felt as if I was dating Andrew and just couldn't let go, that my heart was going a mile a minute. Just, oh, really, really tough stuff. So other than this drama on the beach and pleading by NC, was there any other news out there?
Really not, only one thing. Emily Ferguson, another set of twins that we had that was feels like forever ago.
Seriously.
She just announced that she and her new husband are expecting their first child. So
Child. Do they know for a fact? It's not children. I can't say child's children.
A lot can change as I know. So.
I remember distinctly you saying, hey, I'm having a kid. Cool. And then the follow-up phone call. So remember that time I told you how I was having a kid? Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
So it's kids, plural.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fun.
So I'm not sure how far she's along, but I'm assuming that it's only one.
And but the thing is, that's unfair. You did not come from twins. She comes from twins. If anyone's going to be given twins, let it be someone else that's lived the twin life.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Supposedly it skips, though, so.
Okay, so it's not your grandkids that are going to, yeah, so your kids aren't going to have twins, your grandkids are going to have twins. Oh, okay.
Maybe. Just
make sure someone's naming kids after Uncle Ryan. That's all we need to worry about.
We'll Got it.
So this has been Twin Talk at Bachelor Podcast on all socials. If you have some questions about the twin life, send them over. Big finale, Bachelor in Paradise. Can't wait. Katie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week for Twin Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.